From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Breidenbach. Two proposals aimed at requiring Missourians to show photo identification before voting are heading to the Senate floor. Both measures have already passed the House, though the constitutional amendment would need voter approval. Critics of the measures say that voter impersonation is extremely rare, and these proposals could possibly disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of people who don't have proper identification. Supporters say that it's nearly impossible to prove voter impersonation without a photo ID requirement. 26-year-old Taiwanese-Australian violinist Ray Chen will play tonight at the Missouri Theater in Columbia. Chen is a winner of the prestigious Queen Elizabeth International Violin Competition in Brussels. He has played to crowds at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., as well as Merkin Hall in New York. And tonight, for one night only, he will play in Columbia. The performance this evening begins at 7 p.m. and is part of the University of Missouri concert series. Legislation requiring a private company to scrutinize Missouri's welfare rolls has won initial approval in the House. Under the bill endorsed today, the state would hire a company to check people's eligibility for programs such as food stamps. The company would flag cases for state employees to investigate. Bill sponsor Representative Marsha Haefner said the proposal could save more than $20 million over the next 3 years by eliminating waste and fraud. Some Democrats voiced support for the bill, though others said the legislature should instead make the funding available for state employees to do the work. Another House vote is needed to send the bill to the Senate. A similar bill already has passed out of a Senate committee. The career of Missouri's longest-serving sheriff has come to an abrupt end after he pleaded guilty to stealing reimbursement checks for his own use. Wallace Newman George Jr. served as Saline County Sheriff for 36 years before being required to step down yesterday under terms of a plea agreement announced today. Under that deal, he pleaded guilty to one count of stealing, and prosecutors agreed to seek no more than 1 year and 1 day in jail. Prosecutors say the 70-year-old admitted stealing 34 state-issued checks, reimbursing the sheriff's office for mileage and expenses incurred when transporting prisoners returned from outside Missouri. The checks were taken between January 2010 and June 2015 and totaled around $97,000. George admitted taking nearly $79,000 of that, which prosecutors say he has paid back. Journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones is a seasoned investigative reporter covering policies and politics that maintain segregation. She currently writes for the New York Times Magazine, but has written for ProPublica, Politico, The Atlantic, and This American Life. Her reporting has won several national awards, and today she's at the Missouri School of Journalism. KBIA's Annie Reese has more.
This fall at MU saw activism and campus protests that made national headlines and the resignations of former UM System President Tim Wolf and former MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton. Jones is spending the day talking to students, faculty, and staff in the journalism school about how to cover these issues.
What's very clear is that we are in a unique time, probably a time that we haven't seen for a couple of decades, where race and civil rights and racial inequality is really at the forefront of our country's attention, and also increasingly at the forefront of coverage in the media.
Jones' talk this afternoon is called Covering Racial Injustice in the Age of Black Lives Matter.
What I will be talking about is specifically trying to give tools to journalists on how to better cover these issues, and particularly cover them in a way that is not just about writing about racial disparities and that they exist.
For KBIA News, I'm Annie Reese.
I'm Abby Breidenbach, KBIA News, Columbia.